A conservative legal group says federal officials are dragging their feet and breaking their own rules in its classification of manatees. Christina Martin with the Pacific Legal Foundation is representing members of Save Crystal River in Citrus County, who say the manatees' endangered status has led to overregulation of area waters. Martin says U.S. Fish and Wildlife has yet to properly respond to the group's petition filed late in 2012, requesting downlisting the manatee in light of recent population numbers.
At this point, all we want them to do is respond to our petition in the way that's required by the law. And if their science shows that things have changed to such a degree that now, in fact, they are in danger of becoming extinct, then that's fine. But the point is that they have to follow their own science.
Martin says numbers from last year's aerial survey show the species is rebounding, even though more than 800 manatees died in Florida in 2013. Scientists say those surveys also tend to undercount manatees. U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Chuck Underwood says the agency is currently taking this all into account.
You have to look at so many factors, and the Endangered Species Act itself have five very specific factors you have to look at. Most of those are threat-related, and that's an ongoing process.
Underwood says downlisting the species won't change much of the protections and regulations currently in place for sea cows. Several years ago, federal officials said it might be time to take another look at whether manatees are in danger of becoming extinct, but record manatee deaths and federal budget cuts put a damper on those plans. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.